Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. There's a new weed showing up in lawns and pastures across the state of Kentucky. Christian County Extension Horticulture Agent Kelly Jackson says he has just begun to receive reports of the weed this year.
This is really early, and it's the first time it's been found in Kentucky is here in Christian County. Unfortunately, this is not one of the things we want to be known for. It's called tropical soda apple. It's found in a home landscape. The individual there had purchased some bag mulch that was pine needle mulch and had put it out in their landscape, and we believe it may have come in that mulch. So
Jackson says people need to check landscapes and pastures to see if the weed may have begun to grow.
If you've purchased bagged pine needle mulch in the last 6 months or so and been applying that, be careful and look for this particular weed. You won't miss it. It's a very thorny, herbaceous type plant. If it allows to bloom and then set fruit, it'll have these really tiny looking watermelon type fruit, but less than the size of like a ping pong ball.
Yeah, the weed is pretty aggressive once it gets established in an area.
It's a very invasive species. It's on the national noxious weed list for the last 20 years or so. And it can be a serious issue. Of course, it's an issue in home landscapes, so that's not really where the big concern is.
We'll have more in a moment.
At the core, most any farm is a family, and I'm proud to work with my family every day.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it, but farming is not just a living. It is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I think a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising their food.
And we want our neighbors to enjoy the same product that we serve to our family.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Extension Horticulture Agent Kelly Jackson says the real threat is when the noxious weed spreads to livestock pastures.
If this escapes then and moves out into pasture fields, it can limit grazing for livestock because, like I said, it does have thorns and it's a pretty tough weed then to be around with cattle and other grazing animals.
Jackson adds they're still working to find the best way to control it.
Nothing's been released yet because we haven't had this in Kentucky yet, but I'm sure new information will be coming out. Since it's a broadleaf weed, chances are it can be controlled with same type of herbicides, but we're waiting yet to see what the suggestions are.
He notes anyone that sees a weed needs to report it to your county extension office.
So give us a call here at the office, and we get make sure that it's identified correctly, and then give them a course of action.
The tropical soda apple was first discovered in the United States in 1988 in pasture land in South Florida. The route of initial introduction into the U.S. is specifically unknown, but may have been through cattle imported from Brazil. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.